Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, my friend, welcome back. Today, we're talking about whether or not you can reverse engineer your business launch based on the free content you can find on Google. I know many people, when they first make the leap from corporate to entrepreneur, you want to save as much money as you can as you ramp up your business. So it's only natural to try to first do your launch on your own. And before we get started, I want to give you something that you might want to use during or after this episode, and it's my expert pricing calculator. You can download it now at expertpricingcalculator.com, and we'll put that link in the show notes as well. And there'll be a place in the show when I ask you to grab that tool and follow along with me. Sound good? So go to expertpricingcalculator.com, that's expert singular, and get that download while I get the show started. So welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you are new to the show, welcome home. It's here that you'll get valuable business advice for how to make the leap from corporate to being your own CEO without burning out or burning through your savings. And today we're talking about the ins and outs of doing your business launch yourself or having a DIY, do-it-yourself launch. And this is what many people do. You leave corporate, you find someone to build you a website, you get your LLC and connect with your network for referrals. You then consume everything you can about launching a business, listening to podcasts like this one, following experts in launch strategies, marketing funnels, getting your certification in any number of skills from coaching methodologies to direct marketing frameworks, and becoming a gun for hire. Or maybe you've nabbed a free mentor through SCORE, the free mentoring service from the U.S. Small Business Administration. Anyone who has any business credentials can apply to be a SCORE mentor. And you're paired with someone in your geographic area. And if by the luck of the draw, you get someone who actually had success in your category and whose skills are current and up to date, that's fantastic. More often than not, it's a random pairing. And perhaps you have an online business and your mentor grew a brick and mortar and handed it down for generations in their family. Or maybe your mentor is not all that experienced and it's only been a couple of years ago that they launched themselves and they're just one step ahead of you. So I've heard both good and not so great experiences with SCORE mentors, but it's worth a shot if you don't have much cash to invest. I was curious to see what else was out there, so I decided to consult Google, Dr. Google, myself to see what I could find. And my first stop was the SBA, the Small Business Administration. That's what came up on my Google list below the ads. And they had 10 steps to launch a small business. And step one was market research. So now they're speaking my language. They recommend sizing the market, ensuring there's demand for your offers, looking at the competition and how saturated the market is and what the pricing tolerance seems to be. And they recommend that you do surveys, focus groups, or questionnaires and in-depth interviews. So check that box. The only challenge I would find here is that if you don't have a market research background, I would struggle with where to start. So I have a market research background, so I know which of these to apply first, in-depth market research interviews or surveys or focus groups. But if I didn't have that, I think I would really struggle. Do I do a survey first? And what's the difference between a survey and an interview? And what questions do I ask? And what do I do once I get the responses? So just this week, one of the clients in the Launch Lab had done a series of fabulous interviews with her clients. And she had a rich set of data. And she said, I'm lost. I'm not seeing any patterns here. And so it took me going through the results with her, what her clients had to say about where they were struggling, what they wanted, what they had already tried, and what the ideal solution looked like to them. And once we did, then it became really clear. And she said, well, it's clear when you look at it. So sometimes if you don't have a market research or a marketing background, just doing market research, saying do a survey, might not be that helpful if you don't know what questions to ask or how to analyze the responses when they came in. So it's really why when I was in corporate doing product development, I always hired a professional market research firm to do the research and analysis for me. I mean, they had PhDs who were trained in these techniques who knew which to apply when. And I learned a lot in working side by side with those experts. I also learned a lot working side by side with McKinsey consultants who had their own approach to product development. So I give SCORE credit for checking that box. Market research is the number one most important thing, and they give you the right advice, but not enough of the how-to. So number two on the SCORE list was to write a business plan, which I think is a great idea. But when you first get started, you don't need a 50-page document. You need a short, succinct description of what the market need is, why your approach is unique, the value of the opportunity, the competitive space, who are the competitors, and what is your unique value proposition in this process, and then building out a financial forecast over time. Again, I'd say the SBA check the box again with options for types of business plans, the traditional and the lean startup, which is what we use in the launch lab. The next set of recommendations were typical places most new coaches and consultants go first. Identify how you will fund your startup for the first year to 2 years. Set up your business structure, whether it's a corporation or LLC. You find a location if you're a brick and mortar. You build out your website and you open a bank account. And all good, right? So you have what I call your pencils are sharpened. You are ready to take orders. Although none of these activities actually get you clients. So the next stop on my Google search was a site for startups that recommended that I first get in touch with my passions and then do a Google Trends search and see which trends have the most interest in the market. So I thought, you know, that's kind of a cool way to think about it, but it still has you in the thinking space and not in the actual doing space. And it feels like you're a hammer in search of a nail, right? So I'm a coach or I'm a consultant, and now I'm looking for a problem that I have a solution for. So I'm a big believer in learning by doing, not just by analyzing data, because you can get into a big rut of analysis paralysis that leaves you even more confused when you first started. So the next recommendation on this list was to choose your business model. Are you offering one-on-one services? Are you an online store? Are you selling educational products? Is it an affiliate marketing model? Are you freelancing? What business model most appeals to you given your focus? And after that, do the research to see what sticks in the marketplace. So that seems to me a little bit like putting the cart before the horse. I'm a fan of researching the market before you put together your business model to first get validation on what people want and how they want it before you spend time and money building out a solution or even testing a solution in the marketplace. So I went on and I read through two more columns that were offering advice, including a list of 35 steps to take to launch a successful startup. And then I gave up. There were 7,450,000,000 results for how to start a business from scratch. So are you feeling as exhausted as I am with this approach? Googling your business launch is exhausting. Piecing together these different approaches and then trying to learn the how, you know, I'm a big how person. I don't want to just know what to do. I want to know how to do it and how to do it right, do it well. I need that step-by-step approach for how to get through a stage in the launch process, not just the what. So this last approach seemed upside down to me. To find a problem to solve, pick a business model, and then do research just seems backwards to me. I much prefer finding someone in my industry who I admire and respect, who is where I want to be. I don't need a list of 54 strategies to start my business. I need one. I need one that's built on a solid foundation and that will grow over time. I have never relied on free advice to build my business, and neither should you. The old adage, you get what you pay for, is 100% true. Remember that calculator tool I had you download at the beginning of this episode? Open that up now, or you can come back to this episode later. On the top line of that spreadsheet, enter in your revenue goal. Remember, this isn't just your salary. You need money to run your business as well. I did this yesterday with a banking executive who's just been laid off, and she's really afraid of how she's going to replace her salary and not sure that entrepreneurship is the right way to go. She'd much rather have another job, at least for the next few years. And she's got a lot of fear, right? Fear around the finances, around the money. You know, many women today are the primary wage earners in their family. And when your business, your salary gets compromised, it puts the whole family at risk. But when we put in her revenue goal and figured out the average value of a client to her based on what she knows of her market, and we did the calculations, she needed only 4 clients in her first year. And given a conservative close ratio of, say, 1 out of 5 prospects actually converts into a client, that meant she only needed to have 20 prospects in her pipeline in order to get to that revenue number. So when we figured that out, she said, that's not so scary. I said, no, it's not. And she could also see how that would enable her to see her new grandchild, visit her parents again in the UK, who she hasn't seen in over a year. So let me put you out of your misery, my friend. Instead of spending hours and hours piecing together your launch on Google, let you and I have a conversation on whether or not your business idea has legs. I have launched more than 37 programs in the last 25 years. I've helped dozens of other women like you launch their businesses. And I promise I will be 100% honest with you about what I believe will work and what won't work. You know what? Maybe we'll just record that call and share it here on the podcast so others can be inspired too. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. So to apply for this session for a one-on-one conversation with me about your business idea, get a sense of whether or not it has legs and what it would take for you to replace that corporate paycheck plus some, go to launchlabassessment.com. That's LAUNCH. Lab, L-A-B, assessment, ASSESSMENT.com. There is a short 4-minute survey there that will give me a sense of where you are, what you've already tried, and what we need to focus on in that conversation. And then my team will send you out a link where you can schedule a call. Does that sound good? It is. It's actually great. It's great insight for you. And I would love to get to know some of my listeners on a more personal basis, and that includes you. And if you've been listening to the show and wondering what the Launch Lab is all about, I'd be happy to share that with you on this call. You will walk away with a clear path on what's next for your business launch in only 60 minutes without spending hours poring through advice from Google. Literally, my head is still exhausted. My eyes hurt from doing that search before recording this podcast. And before you sign up for an online course that you might not be ready for, or implement someone else's secret formula for success and hope that it will work for you, let's see what would happen if you were to just do you, to bring your unique talents to the world in a way that brings you joy and makes an impact on others. You've got this, my friend. I've got your back. Let's do this. That's it for now, my friend. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.